So corporate governance is the system by which a company is directed and controlled, and the directors of a company are those who are responsible for this. So they're the stewards of a company because they run the company on behalf of the owners, and the directors are responsible for making operational decisions in the best interests of the owners. They're responsible for safeguarding the assets of the owners and for providing the owners with relevant and timely information that they can use to make decisions. Now, one of the key components of this is the need to implement good internal controls. They're vital if the company is going to operate effectively. Of particular significance, I guess, to the auditor is strong internal controls, because it directly impacts the risk of non-compliance with laws and regulations. If you've got poor controls, then the risk of fraud is higher. The risk of misstatement in the financial reporting system is higher. So therefore, auditors have got to gain an understanding of the strengths of the internal control system and their deficiencies when they're doing their planning. So this will mean they have to understand how the internal control system works. They need to document it, they need to test it, and then they need to identify and report any deficiencies that they find in the system.